So let's kick off with a little bit about yourself in terms of, hey, look, I know you're big with the mentoring thing. The platform is designed as such to aid people who have a voice or people who have opinions or people who have value to amplify, so that collectively, yeah, by the time we align on one or two key things, we can look for best ways to amplify these things. This is what the platform tends to serve. So having this chat, this conversation, it helps because it can, we can share, obviously, we can amplify, and then we can derive value from it. So let's look at it, Mr. Joseph Ayeni. If you can, you know, you've got 1-2 minutes just to tell us how you see things from your own perspective, and why you think, you know, let's go into mentoring, why mentoring is key, that we can sit on mentoring for a bit before we go into leadership, or feel free to intertwine. So we're talking about
mentoring. Our space, we do have a lot of, issues in our space, and these issues surround things like people knowing who they are, people not knowing what they want, question of identity. But one common reason for that is that it's problem of education. And then we even misunderstand what education should be. It's us, people have certificates, people have degrees, but when you check their attitude with the degrees and the paper that they flaunt and all of that, you begin to really wonder what could be the problem. You know, I look at education in a very, very different way from how the generality of the people would imagine or think about it. First thing is to be able to discover who you are, who am I, your talent first. Then your talent should be married to specific skills.
That's correct.
And then the mentality of leadership, should service, should come in, and then drilling towards proficiency. Now what we have is, when we go to school, we are taught a lot of things that are really not relevant to our humanity, to our being.
That's right.
So it's just stereotypes that is not relevant and is not even applicable to yield results. And because of that, you find a lot of young people who have been to school, but they are not able to add value to anybody. They don't even have a sense of direction because they don't even know who they are. They are completely unaware. The consciousness is almost zero. And because of this, find that even in parenting, you have issues. The parents don't even know what to engage the children with. You know, so they rather keep them looking at cartoons, watching cartoons, instead of actually parenting, having time for the children.
Right.
Because the idea is this: the moment you begin to have children, you sort of begin to maybe put your own life on a hold and begin to invest more of your time, more of your resources into raising that child, because that child is actually an extension of you. Okay, that child is a seed that was sown, is a fruit from your tree. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't know that, you won't know what education to seek, what level of development to desire, with which to raise that child. And every child is a product of his environment. So the children grow up with a completely wrong paradigm altogether, you know. And so when they get to a certain stage in life, they really need to be mentored.
I see.
They need to be told this is what life is. For example, we do have a lot of life coaches all over the place who don't even have an encounter with life. They don't even know what life is. You understand? And even when they read their Bibles or read whatever holy books they read, they can't apply it to the physical life that they have, because first and foremost, there's a problem of zero identity, loss of self-awareness or lack of self-awareness, and all of that. So mentorship is a key essential for in our space.
Yeah.
And if you're not able to take a hold of that and be able to look at young people who are willing to be mentored, who are willing to be guided, young people who are ready, you know, to be consistent in following, not being, there's a question of being consistent and a question of being intense. We're not looking at intensity now. It's what you are able to do on a continuous basis to be able to actualize, to first discover yourself, then develop yourself, and then actualize yourself.
That's great. I think it's a good way to set the tone that way. Just let people know the fundamentals about mentoring. Last week, we had a conversation on the platform over the weekend, which I'm hoping at some point you would jump in. This was about mentoring as well. To get people to understand that education exists, that is fine. But outside of education, there is a structure, a mechanism that you can still... there's a mechanism that you can still put in place to assist the education of an individual in form of mentoring. Where we think that there is a disconnect somewhere is because most of the people who are looked at in Nigeria as mentors, people assume they have to have these huge positions. Sorry, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So people assume that mentoring, if you're a mentor, you need to have this huge position. So you need to be like a community leader or doctor or top politician or someone with all this money to be a mentor. So that kind of distorts the ideal situation when a mentee is looking for a mentor in Nigeria, not knowing that, you know, someone as regular who just has empathy can actually, you know, be a very, very good mentor for an individual. I think this is where we can now look at the leadership from that point of view. Say, okay, if an individual identifies himself as a, or herself as a leader, should they start looking at attributes of mentoring to help with society back home?
Okay, Aleto, if I heard you right, it's that question of our values is very essential.
Right.
The way, that's why there needs to be a shift in the mindset.
I agree.
The way the young people are raised, in the environment, from whom, all people just see is money.
Yes.
Money. Mm. And so sometimes people don't even know. I in training, sometimes I ask a very simple question. If you have $100,000 right now, tell me two things you would do with it. And in after a year, you would have probably made $101, and you will still have maintained your sanity. I find out that it's very difficult for people to relate. They begin to tell you all sorts of stuff that do not even read. So the people only think about having money. What do you want to do to sustain the money, to grow the money, to keep the money? You know, so something is missing. It's not just having the money. So the moment that mindset is not changed, we'll have a problem.
Yeah.
So what the people are looking at, the people they are looking at, they are the people who are depriving them of their commonwealth. They're looking at the politicians, they're looking at in all the wrong places. I think the biggest, one of the big issues is that they don't even read. They don't engage with content. You just told me that you read my piece on creativity to innovation.
Yeah, ideas and to innovation, yeah.
Yes, now when you find out how many young people who read such things, they don't even have an idea what it is. They won't even come forward to ask you questions.
Yes.
Because they have all the wrong values. And so they don't know precisely where they're going. Someone who is not aware of himself, who hasn't discovered himself, doesn't know what to develop. If you don't know where you're going, you won't know where to focus on. Vision precedes focus.
Let's look at it from the individual now, who is who is actually a leader, but not knowing, because of the environment again, not understanding that they should start pushing towards mentoring. Because we can't do it all by ourselves. Even the government is struggling, they can't do it alone. You know, there is a time and a place for people to rise up and say, hey, look, okay, maybe I can give back so. But you are now looking at a situation where there are young people looking at the politicians and looking at these people with money and say, hey, look, those are the people I want to be like. But you have individuals like yourselves and others, thousands like you, who know that this value can be cascaded out to these young people. But they lack the realization, per se. You know,
yeah.
But how does that awakening an individual who has all the attributes that you need for leadership, but is still somehow, you know, in a slumber. You know, because those are the challenges that I think we would face at some point.
Yeah, first, the individual has to know that he needs something.
He needs or means?
He needs. Right. He has to know, I have to know what I need. For example, if you don't know you're sick, you probably are not going to go for medication.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if the person is not, we're talking about the individual now.
Yeah.
The individual is not aware, is not conscious of what he needs.
Yeah.
He won't know where to look. Okay. So this,
at what
this
point
is
the, did he get the awakening then? Because, you know, this is the leaders we're talking about now. How,
yes.
At the point of the penny drop to say, oh, I have all these attributes, I need to help XYZ community.
Look at the subject of the paradigm, for example.
Right. Okay. It's a good one.
First and foremost, you find out what is the paradigm. I want to take it from that angle.
Okay.
There are a set of programs that run within the subconscious mind. How are these programs installed?
Right.
Like the program is from the environment. Every human being is a product of two, the gene and the environment.
Right.
So all of the information, when you're born, what you take in information from the outside, through your eyes, through your ears, through your mouth, and through your physical senses.
Yeah.
Everything is deposited into your subconscious mind where you cannot reject anything.
Right.
Now, when that person is sometimes at the age of 5 or 6, the child is programmed. And the child goes on like that. You keep saying that this child is a little child. It goes to, it learns things that are completely different from who he is inside. So he doesn't even know what his needs are.
Right.
So, but at some point, he has to come to a realization, because the outcome, the result he's getting is not what satisfies him. Sometimes he could have all of the money, he could have made all of the resources, whether in government or in politics or in business or whatever, but he still has this thirst in them. There's something within them that tells them that, hey, you're far from being fulfilled. Accomplishment is zero. You could have all of these physical things, but something within you. So there has to be a thirst from the inside that will make the person sick.
Okay, but that thing from the inside that we're speaking of, we've gone from mentoring now, more or less defining what it is and knowing where it's missing. And this is obviously for our diaspora and the Nigerians at home. This is for alignment. That's the key. So this guy who is a leader, or this lady who we know, for instance, have these attributes, but missing the key, missing the awakeness. If they have an inclination into mentoring, or they have empathy, is it a leadership flaw then that is missing? Sorry, is it a leadership awakening or activation that is missing? Because we know we have leaders in Nigeria. They're just sleeping on the level. You know? How does this happen that we wake them up or create things that would ignite their passion to start giving back on a mentoring level? The reason I'm saying that, because Nigeria is filled with a lot of people who are not too literate at the moment. The educational standards we know is still struggling. So the alternative is people waking up to say, you need to empower yourself, you need to actualize your dreams, you need to start getting a new kind of paradigm shift on your persona per se, right? But these leaders don't know how. How do we start to awaken the leaders within our society?